97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Up goes the weasel. Jack in the box jumps out of his house, and that means it's time again for Romper Room. This is Miss Helen saying hello to you all at home and to all my friends who are going to play with me today and all week in Romper Room.
I always do what's right. I never do anything wrong. I'm a romper room doobie, a doobie all day long.
Remember that?
It's time for me
Maybe not. That was like a British version of it, but... You know, Romper Room became like swept the nation, and there were all these kind of Romper Room, local Romper Rooms. And I remember Romper Room right here in St. Louis. I remember a while back we talked about Romper Room, and I'm telling you what, the phone lines lit up and the email fired up, and everybody had their own individual memory about Romper Room. And somebody emailed me who knows Miss Lois. And said, you know, we know you talked about Romper Room, but we wondered if you actually want to talk to Miss Lois. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I can talk to Miss Lois? And indeed, here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lois from Romper Room. How are you?
Jamie, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Well, you are such a doobie. What a wonderful thing to be able to talk to one of my doobies from so long ago. I am just thrilled. Is there somebody there named Crane as well?
There is, Miss Lois. How are you?
Oh, just absolutely wonderful. And it is so nice to know that I wasn't totally forgotten after all these years.
Oh, I got to tell you, Romper Room was like must-see TV when I was a kid. And whenever you looked through that thing into the TV in the early days of television, of course, I thought somebody was actually inside of the thing. But when you looked at me... I'm telling you, you were looking at me. You were looking at me, Miss Lois.
You pointed and said the name.
Absolutely. The magic mirror. Remember? Romper, bumper, stomper, boo. Tell me, do magic mirror. Tell me today. Do all my friends have fun to play? Oh, yes. And I'm glad that I saw you, Jamie, because oftentimes I would get mail from mothers, you haven't seen my child, and it would be a name like Hermione or Sylvester. So I'd have to be reminded often about the names that I needed to see in that magic mirror.
Now, Miss Lois, the Romper Room production in St. Louis was where? At the KTVI studios?
Yes, it was. Absolutely correct.
And right there on Hampton, right?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And you grew up in University City, didn't you, Jamie?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Wow, she's magic.
She actually saw you.
And that's where I lived, too. We were probably neighbors.
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Lois, I got something to tell you real quick. I was talking to my mom about you and Romper Room and everything else.
Yes.
And my mom, Martha Ullman,
yes,
was telling me that, in fact, she auditioned to be the Romper Room lady.
No.
And that she was a runner-up to you, Miss Lois.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I remember very little about that. I do remember walking into KTVI that day. I think the audition, 21 of us, and I felt I was walking into a Miss America contest. Everyone was so beautiful, I suppose, including your mother, Jamie. But by the grace of God, I don't know how I ended up there, but I did have a wonderful 12 years in St. Louis. And dear friends, my dear friends you were referring to, Jerry and Seal Gilmore, who come up to see us, and their son, Steve, was the one that heard you on the air and told his mother. And his wife, Jackie, by the way, was a good doobie as well. So
yeah,
I have lots of... But it was just a wonderful time in my life. And working with children, they're so honest, you know. They would say to you, I like your hair today, or your outfit's ugly. You know? it was always very honest to work with children.
That is really funny. And so now you had have the kids would come. Well, actually, let me put you on the air here with Dee real quick, because she was says she was on Romper Room 46 years ago. Dee, how are you?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Miss Lois. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dee. Did you spend 2 weeks with me then and graduate with your ring?
I do. I have my diploma still, and... I always joke at work that I got my job because of my Romper Room diploma.
Absolutely. That was a good start for you, wasn't it, Dee? God bless you. I just love it. Boy, if we had a reunion, wouldn't that be something?
You definitely should, Miss Lois, because you're in Illinois, is that correct?
Yes, I live back at where I actually grew up. You know, the cycle of life, I came back here from the East Coast. I lived on the East Coast for over 20 years and came back as my mother was getting elderly. You know, that same story. So I'm back sort of in where my roots were to start with. But I just love this, being able to talk about these wonderful old days and the great kids and the funny stories.
Yeah.
How crazy is it that you're on the air with Miss Lois?
Oh, that is so cool. It really is. I remember the... And you were pregnant when I was there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that was, you know, that was the funniest part of all. They gave me the job. Back in those days, they asked you, are you planning on having children, if you can believe, before governmental relations.
Right. You were pregnant, and I was with you for 1 week, and then they had a substitute the next week.
Oh, so you were there right at the time that I left. I wonder if that was first baby, maybe.
I don't know. It was 46 years ago, so however long that was.
Isn't that amazing?
I have doobies. That's, you know, if anything makes one feel old, it's saying you have doobies that are 40 and 50.
Now, that's funny, because Miss Lois and Dee, thanks a lot for calling.
Well, no problem. Thank you for calling me. I just really enjoyed this. And you just continue success with your program, Jamie and Crane.
Yeah. Now, Miss Lois, she remembers you being pregnant. Now, back in those days... How did the people who ran the Romper Room show, did the kids ever ask you, like, what was going on, or?
I'll tell you one funny thing. I always said, well, I'm going to leave when I can't bend and stretch anymore. My tummy gets in the way. Well, the day that I was going to leave, I remember the child's name, Dolores Waldecker, I think. She looked like a little orphan Annie with pupils. Anyway, I had made this announcement. I thought, I'll make it at the beginning of the show because I may cry when I have to leave. Because it was relatively new, I was about my 6 month on the air. And so I told this whole story about the children who got me flowers. I was going to leave to have a new baby, to take care of it and everything. And about 10 minutes into the show, Dolores said to me, you know, Miss Lois, now that you have flowers, you can get married. Well, I didn't stop to explain that that came first. So, you know, but yeah, some of the stories, the children really were amazing. But yes, they brought in a substitute. I think it was one of the people that was a runner-up at the time, brought her in to do the show. Thank goodness for that. And I came back when Tim was 6 weeks old and then left 13 months later again for the second one.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Kevin, you're on the line with Miss Lois. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, as I'm driving to work, this is just making my day. It's just so fantastic. Aww. I think my mother used, and I grew up in a little town in Illinois, too, used the one channel of TV, because that's all we had to start with, to be a babysitter for me so she could get some work done around the house. And I must tell you that my life revolved around Miss Lois and Howdy Doody. And if I can just tell you a quick story to emphasize the fact that she used it as a babysitter. She set me in front of the TV for Queen Elizabeth's coronation, and I sat there and watched it all day because she said it was very important. And late in the afternoon when it was over with, I said, who won? So I guess that was a little too much. But Miss Lois, you have just made my day today. Thank you.
Kevin, this is so sweet that you're calling in. I hope you have a great day and a better weekend.
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you calling in. So, Miss Lois, how did the show actually end? Did you leave and then another?
What happened was my husband was at the end of the, you're going to laugh about this, toward the end of my 12 years that I did it in St. Louis, I got to thinking I wanted to do something else. I always felt I was a little bit of the problem with children losing their imaginations and creativity. I always felt television had some responsibility there. And I loved radio. When I was a child, I listened to something called Let's Pretend, where all of the imaginings were on the stage of your own mind. And so I was talking, actually, to some talk radio places when I was leaving. But my husband was transferred for the East Coast. And, of course, I looked forward to that because I wanted to expose my children to New York City and loved my time out there as well. So after I left, Hasbro Toys had bought the company, Romper Room. And after they bought it out, they really didn't do much. I think they did a tape for about 6 or 7 months, and then they just dropped it, and as it disappeared everywhere, really.
Yeah, that's too bad. Speaking of toys, I remember, and they have it on this website, tvparty.com. If you guys want to kind of, if those of you want to reminisce today while at your work and waste company time, go to www.tvparty.com. But they have this ad for this little romper room, which is kind of weird. It's a romper room punching clown. And you blow up the. I had the clown that had romper room on it, and basically it was like a punching bag.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. With sand in the bottom or something.
Exactly. Yeah, It was crazy. I'm going to get you on with Paul here. Paul, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you, Miss Lois.
Well, Paul, hi.
I just have to say that me and my brothers made every toy that we saw on that show. We made romper stompers out of coffee cans and clothesline and. We made the little cars out of any box my dad had, and we'd race around the basement. And I think you were in a parade that went down in Florissant a long time ago, and we saw you there. And it was just, I didn't hear Paul on the magic mirror very often, but it was those toys were just awesome. And I wish kids these days could make stuff like that and have fun.
Well, really and truly, yes, it did certainly have a place. I always felt that romper room was a place that sort of prepared children for the actualities, the reality. First reality show. Prepared them for school because they learned that they had to share, that they had to take turns, that they had to do all of these things, you know. So I think it really had a worth.
Well, Paul, thanks for calling in. And Miss Lois, so basically how it worked was parents would send cards into you with names or whatever, and that's how you came up with the names of, you know, I see Paul or I see...
Absolutely, and I tried real hard, as I say, to do as many names as possible and the unusual names as well. And each child stayed on 2 weeks. We'd have three new and three old each week. Three would graduate, three new would come on. And our waiting list, that was sad, too. I did feel badly about that. It was so long toward the end of the program that you literally had to send the name in when you were thinking about having a baby.
Right.
It was about a five-year wait. So I kept a substitute list, too, so that when children were sick or something, I'd call from that substitute list.
Wow, very cool. All right, now we're going to leave you with Laura's on the line here, and Laura's was trying to get me to sing the romper room song, but if you will indulge us here.
I only remember the first couple of lines, but it was bend and stretch, reach for the stars, here comes Jupiter, there goes Mars. And ended with something with being a good doobie, just like me. And I still use that term, be a good doobie.
That's right.
These days look at me like I'm crazy. They don't know what that means.
Laura, do you realize you just sang with Miss Lois the romper room song?
That's great. I never got to when I was a kid other than through the TV. I definitely think you need to make a reunion show and have the kids in the class be kids of the people who attended when they were young. That would be so fantastic.
Sounds like so much fun, Laura. You
want to
organize that for us?
Well, you know, we might just do that since everybody here, and Laura, thanks for calling in, absolutely just loves hearing from you. So, Miss Lois, what are you doing now? Just you're in Illinois?
Yes, I am. Well, I came back to Illinois. I worked up as I opened a showroom for a lumber company. Oh, I've done so many different things in my life. It's just absolutely crazy. Right now I'm trying to find something kind of part-time to do. I've got so much energy. I just can't sit around or clean closets all day. You know what I mean?
That is amazing.
Great.
You sound like you did when you were Miss Lois. Well, you are Miss Lois when you were on Romper Room. It's crazy. It's great. And, you know, maybe we'll get that. Maybe we'll get that reunion thing going. We'll definitely keep in touch with you. And
please.
Thanks for all you did to brighten our world, my dear.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate this call. You have no idea. And to my friends in St. Louis that really were responsible for doing all this. It was just so much fun.
Absolutely. It's great talking to you. That's Miss Lois from Romper Room. And you take care, and thanks again.
You take care,
Thank
Jamie,
you.
Too. Thank you.
All right. Almond and Crane in the morning, 97.1 FM Talk.